This week in Michigan football history, brought to you by Wolverine Beer. Here's mvictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we go all the way back to October 9th, 1909, as Fielding H. Yost and his Wolverines prepare to kick off the football season against the Rough Riders of Case Institute of Technology. At this point, the famed point-a-minute teams of 1901 to 1905 were but a fond memory, as many changes were afoot with Wolverine football. The forward pass was recently introduced, and some had wondered if the new style had passed Coach Yost by. Michigan had been without a conference since 1907, and the champions of the West needed to look eastward for their opponents to fill out the schedule. The 1908 season left a bitter taste for M fans, ending with a 29-0 loss to Penn and a 28-4 pounding at the hands of Syracuse. And things did not start off well in 1909, as the Wolverines squeaked by Case 3-0 on this day 101 years ago. From there, the Yostmen picked up steam, rattling off three straight wins, including some revenge against Syracuse in the form of a 44-0 beating. In November, Notre Dame and their coach and former Michigan player Shorty Longman visited Ann Arbor and tripped up Michigan 11-3 in a game Yost later dismissed as merely practice. Despite the setback to the Irish, the two remaining games would define this season. Michigan first traveled to Philadelphia to face Mighty Penn. Historically, no Western team had defeated one of the traditional Eastern powers, and the Philly media even suggested that Michigan should be dropped from the schedule in favor of a more worthy opponent. But the Wolverines received an unexpected boost in the crowd as 400 crew members from the USS Michigan, a ship docked nearby, attended the game and cheered on the team bearing the name of their ship. Michigan prevailed 12-6 in a dominating performance. Next up was former conference foe Minnesota, who the Wolverines hadn't faced since the 6-6 tie in 1903, when a certain water jug was left behind in Minneapolis. Despite a legend involving Yost writing the Gophers asking that the jug be returned, the tradition was actually hatched prior to this 1909 game. The jug had been hanging in the office of Minnesota Athletic Director L.J. Cook for the past few years, and it was Cook who suggested that the winner take the pottery home. Thanks to a 35-yard reception return for a touchdown in the second half, Michigan prevailed 15-6 over the favored Gophers, took their water jug back to Ann Arbor, and restored their rightful place as champions of the West. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.